pride, excitement, looking forward to the opportunities of working with the people already associated with the club and the potential new people that we want to bring in.
Tell us a little bit about your association with the club.
Oh, I've been involved with the club now for many years, too many to remember, to be honest. Started off playing darts at the club, got involved in the football, started stewarding, became chief steward a few years ago, and then as of this year, I was safety officer. And been on the committee for about 3 years with... been on the committee for about 3 years, so this, that, you know, I'm really pleased that I was nominated and accepted for the role.
I mean, what you've said there reminds me that you scrub up rather well, but you're not going to really be a blazer and tie type chairman, are you? You're a man that gets down and does it.
I like getting my hands dirty. I like dealing with the side that the public don't normally see, you know. It takes a lot to run a football club and keep a football club going, and I want to be behind the scenes. Yeah, I'll be there, I'll do the meet and greet. Anybody wants to talk to me, I'm available. But I like the nitty-gritty.
And you're still a fan as well, aren't you?
Love it. Many times I go to away games and I don't wear the suit and tie. I'll be out with the normal supporters, as I call them. So, yeah.
That's great stuff. Looking ahead, John, for I don't know what's a sensible span, in the next 5 years, say, are there any particular pet projects that you've got, or where would you like to see the club headed?
There's a lot of things in the pipeline. Very early days, obviously, with the restructuring of the club behind the scenes. Ultimate aim is conference, full-time for the players. To do that, obviously, there's a lot of investment. And we're working on a lot of things behind the ground, but that's what we're aim for. Ultimately, Football League. Why not?
And you'll be there to oversee it.
Yeah, like to be. Let's hope we've got big shoes to fill in Len's, you know, Len's shoes. I'm never going to be a Len, and the ultimate thing is not to forget what Len has done for the club and the rest of the committee. But now it's time to push it on and move it to that next level.